Morning Watch, The Preparation of the Bride, Week 6, The Bride as a Corporate Warrior. Monday, Related Verses. Song of Psalms, Chapter 6, Verses 4 and 13. Verse 4. You are as beautiful, my love, as Tirzah, as lovely as Jerusalem, as terrible as an army with banners. Verse 13. Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may gaze at you. Why should you gaze at the Shulamite as upon the dance of two camps? Revelations chapter 2, verses 7, 11, 17, and 26. Verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Verse 11. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall by no means be hurt of the second death. Verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna, and to him I will give a white stone, and upon the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Verse 26. And he who overcomes, and he who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. Revelations chapter 3, verses 5, 12, and 21. Verse 5. He who overcomes will be clothed thus in white garments, and I shall by no means erase his name out of the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse 12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Verse 21. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. Related reading. When we become one with God to be God's dwelling place, we are as beautiful as Tirzah and as lovely as Jerusalem in the eyes of God. However, to the enemy, this lover, this overcomer, is as terrible as an army with banners. Banners indicate a readiness to fight and also mean that the victory is won. When she becomes as beautiful as the moon and as clear as the sun, she is also as terrible as an army with banners. When she becomes the garden, she is nothing more than a garden. But when she becomes Tirzah in Jerusalem, something is built up to show God's beauty and God's loveliness. At that time, God's enemy trembles because this little country girl has become an army with banners. An army fights the battle for God's kingdom and the degradation of God's people to be the overcomers, answering the Lord's call. After seeing such a high vision in Song of Songs, we may ask, who can be such persons? In order to answer this, we need an additional interpretation of chapter 6, verse 13b. By this time, the Shulamite is like two camps or armies in the eyes of God. These two armies are dancing in celebration of their victory. The country girl eventually attained the status of the Shulamite. In this verse, the Shulamite is likened to two armies or camps dancing. This phrase, two armies, in Hebrew is Mahanaim. This is not a common word. It is a historical name from the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 32, verse 2. Jacob decided to go back to his father's land when he could no longer stay with his uncle Laban, to whom he had fled from his brother Esau. By that time, he had four wives and many children, servants, flocks, and herds. However, his twin brother Esau was still alive. Jacob was returning with the fear that Esau still wanted to kill him. As he journeyed with his family, there were no strong ones with him. There were only feeble ones, women and children. Jacob was very frightened at the prospect of meeting Esau. On the way, the angels of God met him, and Jacob said, "This is God's camp." So he called the name of that place Mahanaim. After he saw the two armies of God, Jacob did a marvelous thing. He divided his wives, children, and the rest of his possessions into two groups, or two armies. This is full of spiritual significance. These two groups are not just the singular army of God, but two armies. This means that we are more than conquerors. It also signifies a strong testimony. God does not want giants. He wants only the feeble ones, the weaker ones, the women and children. They can become his armies because the fighting is not in their hands, but in his hands. He needs a people who are one with him, a people who are submissive to him, signifying by the plaited hair, and obedient to him with the flexible will, signified by the neck with strings of jewels. When we consider how to arrive at the high peak of the revelation in Song of Songs, we should not trust in ourselves. We may think that because the Apostle Paul was strong, he could do it. But the Apostle Paul himself says that he was less than the least among the saints. He says, "Who is weak, and I am not weak?" In Romans chapter 9, verse 16, Paul says, "It is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy." We may think that we can run, but we cannot. It is Christ who can run. Paul also says, "It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me."